Audio Generation, GR811.
I am Liam. Welcome to the world of the high-stakes consumer. Today we are not just talking about buying a snack at the corner store. We are talking about navigating a global economy where every choice you make has a hidden cost or a secret advantage. Whether you are ordering a limited edition hoodie from a shop in the United Kingdom or subscribing to a new software developed in Japan, you are an international player now. The world is your marketplace, but it is also a place where small mistakes in how you pay can lead to big losses in your wallet.
I am Maya. We are going to look at how to spend your money in different currencies. Most people don't realize that the listed price on a website isn't always what you actually pay. Between exchange rates, which change every single day, and the fees your bank charges for touching another currency, that item might cost you 10 or 15% more than you planned. We are going to break down the pros and cons of cash, cards, and even digital coins so you can choose the right tool for the job.
I am Chloe. I will help you look past the bright red sale signs to find the real value. Businesses are very smart. They use loyalty programs, point systems, and VIP memberships to make you feel like you are getting a deal. But often, these are just designed to make you spend more money than you intended. I will show you how to do the real value math to decide if those points are actually worth the effort, or if they are just digital clutter.
And I am Noah. We will dive into the technical side of consumer contracts. From the phone in your pocket to the music you stream every morning, you are signing legally binding agreements. We will learn how to identify the annual fees, the hidden interest rates, and the traps that catch people who only look at the monthly price. Let's bring in our expert Donnie for a deeper dive into the world of global payments.
I am Donnie. Let's talk about the mechanics of international trade. When you deal with multiple currencies, you are dealing with exchange rates. Think of an exchange rate as the price of another country's money. If you use cash, you often face the highest costs. Physical exchange booths at airports or malls have to pay for rent and staff, so they take a huge cut, sometimes up to 10%. Debit cards are convenient, but be careful. Many have age restrictions, and if you are under 18, your bank might block international purchases unless a parent has authorized it. Plus, they often charge a flat $5 fee, plus a percentage, for every foreign transaction. Credit cards are usually the pro choice because they offer the most accurate mid-market exchange rates, but they require a high credit score to qualify. Even then, most cards add a 2 to 3% foreign transaction fee. Electronic wallets, like the ones on your smartwatch, are incredibly fast and secure, but their exchange rates are often hidden deep in the app's terms of service. Wire transfers and bank drafts are best for moving massive amounts of money, like paying for a semester of school abroad, but they come with high fixed fees of $30 or $40 regardless of the amount. Finally, there is cryptocurrency. It can bypass banks entirely, which sounds like an advantage, but its value is so volatile that your payment could lose value before the merchant even processes it. That is a major con for the average shopper.
Now let's talk about the psychology of spending. Businesses want your loyalty. They offer incentive programs like buy 10, get one free. On the surface, this is a pro. You get a free item. But the reality is that many consumers buy those last three items just to get the reward, even if they didn't really need them. That's a win for the business, not you. Then there are VIP subscriptions. For a monthly fee, you might get free shipping. If you order something every week, that's a huge value. But if you only order once every 2 months, that $99 annual fee is actually making your items more expensive. You must determine the best choice for your specific scenario by calculating the break-even point. This is the point where the savings from the program finally cover the cost of joining it.
Liam here again. Let's look at a real-world scenario. Imagine you see a dollar day sale where every item is a dollar, but there's a $10 shipping fee. Or you could buy the same items at a store that pays the GST and offers free shipping if you spend $50. Which one is better? It depends on how many items you are buying. If you only need two things, the Dollar Days deal is actually $12. If you buy 50 things, the other store is better. You have to be a critical consumer. Don't let the big, bold text distract you from the small math. Always compare the total landed cost. That's the price, plus tax, plus shipping, plus any conversion fees.
This critical eye is even more important for consumer contracts, like your internet or mobile phone plan. These are not just bills, they are legal contracts. Companies often offer incentives, like a free streaming service, for 6 months. This sounds like a pro, but identify the catch. After 6 months, they might start charging you $15 a month automatically unless you cancel. When comparing credit cards, you have to look at the annual fee versus the rewards. If a card gives you 1% cash back but costs $100 a year, you have to spend $10,000 just to pay for the card. If you don't spend that much, you are losing money. A major pro of an informed decision is that you find a plan that fits your actual usage, not the perfect version of yourself the ads want you to be.
Donnie again. One thing high school students often overlook is the interest rate on consumer contracts. If you buy a phone on a 0% plan, but you miss one payment, the contract might default to a 29% interest rate. That means your free or cheap phone suddenly becomes the most expensive thing you own. Always check if the interest is calculated monthly, quarterly, or annually. The more frequent the calculation, the more you pay if you fall behind. Before making a decision, compare at least three different companies. Look for the total cost of ownership over 24 months. That is the only way to see the true price of the contract.
The motivation for all this research isn't just to save a few pennies. It's about freedom. Every dollar you don't waste on a hidden bank fee or a bad phone contract is a dollar you can put toward your long-term goals, like a car, a trip, or your own business. We want you to feel a sense of competence and confidence. When you walk into a store or click checkout online, you should know exactly what is happening to your money. You are the boss of your budget. Don't let the marketing departments of big corporations tell you what a deal is. You do the math and decide for yourself.
We have covered a lot today. From the caribou on the quarter to the digital data in a crypto wallet, money is always evolving. Your superpower is the ability to compare and contrast these options. A major tip for your next big purchase: take 5 minutes to write down the pros and cons of at least two different payment methods and two different stores. This simple habit will make you a more successful consumer for the rest of your life. Take a look at the sample contracts and the currency conversion activity in your lesson. Can you spot the hidden fees we talked about? I bet you can. We will see you in the next video, where we take these skills and build a long-term master plan.
Previous lesson, back to course.